Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Been ghosted? Reach out to us, and we're going to do our best to try to figure out why, what happened, get you some answers. Alex, Audrey, let's say hello to Andrea.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't you tell us what happened and why we're in the situation with Jack?
Okay, so I think I did something wrong. I met Jack through Bumble, and it seemed really great. We met up in person. It was fine. And then all of a sudden, 10 minutes into the date, it fell off. And I know I'm not crazy. I think I did something wrong, and I don't know what. I feel like he's put off or something.
So you're self-aware to know that you were the reason why he kind of flipped the script, but you have no idea what you could have possibly done.
Right.
But your conversations were good leading up to
the date? I felt it was really nice. We were having great conversations. Uh-huh. And then, you know, all of a sudden he just kind of changed.
So how did things end?
So it was like a pretty normal goodbye. We didn't kiss. I said, okay, I hope to see you soon. And then that was it. He like hugged me and kind of gave me like a shoulder pat.
Mm-hmm. And did you reach out or has he texted you since then?
I texted him asking if something went wrong, but he didn't say anything. He hasn't replied to me.
Well, let us call Jack and see if we can get some answers. Hang on just a second, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Jack, thanks for answering. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey with Mix 94.7. This is going to sound really weird because I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff at you, but I want to let you know that we're not calling you to make you look bad or anything. Mm-hmm. We do a radio show, and a segment we're in the middle of is called Waiting by the Phone. We try to help out people to feel like they've been ghosted after going out on a date, and Andrea is on the phone, and that's why we're calling you. We're on nobody's side here. We're just trying to help her get some answers. She wants to know what happened. She could tell that during your date, something went wrong. She feels that it's her. She's put it on her, but she just can't figure out what happened. She doesn't know why. Do you mind just talking to us? And if you're not interested in her, she's totally all right with that. She just wants to know where it went wrong. Hopefully avoid that in the future.
Yeah, I'm just a big energy guy. I just don't think I can handle her energy.
What does that mean?
Like she seemed great before we met because we hadn't had any like, you know, real conversations. Mainly like she hadn't like given me her opinion about anything. Mm-hmm. And then once we were on the date, we were like conversing and it became pretty clear to me just like how negative she was. Like every single topic seemed to turn into her giving like some sort of like negative opinion about it. We were talking about celebrities. She was calling women sluts and just basically minimizing their success. It just wasn't that though. Like seriously, anything I could think of to bring up, like I don't think could have been made negative, was somehow made negative. Like I even brought up my dog and asked if she had one and she turned it into how much work they are and how gross they are.
Oh, wow. We don't know Andrea at all. We just have spoken to her for a limited amount of time. And
bro, she hung up by now?
No, she's still there.
No, I'm here.
The weird thing is I did not get that impression at all.
I know.
We started like really having like deep conversations. And it's like, I don't know. It's just like not somebody I can be around. Like I'm not trying to do like toxic positivity, that kind of thing, but I do want to like surround myself with like positive people. She just definitely isn't one.
Andrea, what are your thoughts on what Jack had to say?
I mean, I don't think I'm negative at all. I think I'm honest, and I've never gotten that feedback before, so I'm sorry my energy isn't right for you. A guy who's concerned about someone's energy isn't really my type anyways, so I'm good.
All right, well, we could tap out of this conversation because it ain't going anywhere.
Seriously, it's just going to get worse.
Jack, thank you, though, for being honest. Now she understands. Appreciate you. Good luck to you. And Andrea, I don't know what to say.
Sorry.